does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. I can't get enough.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And today we have been talking about destination weddings. So if you are out there and you just got engaged, I hope this show is giving you some ideas to maybe travel for that wedding instead of going right down the street to your childhood chapel. What do you think, Doc Bill?
I think it's a great event to take part of these days. And with people being more mobile, you see more and more destination weddings becoming the current trend.
Well, you're right. I mean, it really is trending, and more couples are choosing to say, I do, in those dream locations. And that dream location might be a dream for the couple, but it also may be a dream for the family and friends that will be coming along with them.
Well, that's true.
So we need to find out what we should and shouldn't do. And we have our favorite person back on the show today, and that is Anna Post, who has been with us a time or two before in talking about etiquette and all of the right things that we're supposed to do when we are doing not only just the destination weddings, but she gives us advice even on traveling just in general.
And very, very helpful information. With the world changing so fast, it's nice to know that there's some standards we can utilize.
Well, I like those standards, and I love having Anna Post on the show. So, Anna, welcome back to the show. We're glad to have you with us again.
Thank you so much, my friend. It's good to be here.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Now, I want to start off with this because Doc Bill and I were recently at a wedding, and there were so many smartphones out snapping pictures, elbows, you know, bumping people, cameras, you know, in the aisle as the bride is trying to walk down the aisle. You know, what are the do's and the not to do's when it comes to smartphones, social media, all of those things? Why don't we just start with the smartphone? What is the etiquette for standing, walking around, et cetera, taking pictures while the photographer that's been hired is trying to really capture the shot?
Sure. You know, I get this question a lot right now, and it makes sense to me. You know, this is so much an extension of our daily lives to take a snapshot of your food, your friend, your outfit. People post these everywhere these days. I totally get what is going on here. People want to share everything. And while it's not necessarily wrong to be sharing at a wedding, I think the key thing is not to lose track of your priority. And your priority role as a guest isn't to be the wedding photographer. Your priority role as a guest is to witness the wedding, is to take part in that. So, you know, the beforehand, maybe after at the reception, I'm not so worried about trying to police that, at least not for taking photos in the moment. Now, maybe posting, we'll talk about that in a second. But at the ceremony, this is the time when, first off, if the couple has asked you to put away phones or not to be using phones, by all means, please do what they have said. I don't think I need to explain that one. Even if they haven't made an announcement, I didn't at my wedding, but even if they haven't posted a message or said something, this is the time to be fully present in the moment. And I do not believe you can do that when you're also trying to, you know, focus the camera on your smartphone, when you're trying to pick a filter, when you're trying to upload to social media. And I get how much people want to take a beautiful photo of the bride. Two things. One, you're probably not going to take a beautiful photo. You're going to take a photo that's half of the head of the person standing behind you or in front of you. And two, when the bride, and I know this, I mean, my wedding last summer, I walked down the aisle and I was so happy to see people's lovely faces as opposed to seeing a sea of camera phones. So there's a whole lot of different perspectives to be thinking about here. Literally, what does the bride see? What do the other guests see? You know, what's going on? And even as a guest, you know, even though it's quiet, you're not on the phone talking, it's still distracting to other people. It still takes you out of the moment. So that's my big spiel. I'll stop, but please just put them away for the ceremony. The photographer will get what they need to get.
That's very good information. But if the people start to, particularly the guests, take a lot more photographs and flashes, what person should intervene and say, that's enough, or don't do it, or stop?
So my favorite thing is to do this beforehand. And I've even seen some people putting little cards, little enclosure cards, in with their wedding invitation saying, we're asking that our, you know, some version of wording that nicely says, you know, we ask that you not use your smartphones for any reason during the ceremony. You know, that kind of covers all your bases. Well, I just wanted photos. I wasn't going to post. You know, you get people doing all kinds of things. So some version of that I've heard about going out. You can have it on your wedding website. But the three that I really like is having a sign when you enter, you know, please put away smartphones for the ceremony, having a notice in the program, again, sort of discreet, but somewhere people will see it, and having somebody, either the officiant or, because he'll be up there, most likely the best man, to make an announcement verbally reminding people. So now you're kind of hitting them in a whole bunch of different places, hopefully more than once, and they'll really be listening to what you're asking. Once it's happening and the ceremony is running, stopping it to police people's behavior is not a good idea. It's going to just be even more distracting at that point. So I love setting yourself up for success, and then just don't worry if anybody goes against your wishes. It'll be too much drama trying to stop it at that point.
Well, I think you're absolutely right about that. It just draws in too much attention to it, and also, you may not get the response that you kind of want as well. You just don't know what people might do in those situations if they're embarrassed. But let me ask you this. Now, okay, so all of the snapping and the flashes and all that is going off, and people have their photos. What is the etiquette around posting on social media? Because that just seems like such a special day that you want to get your pictures out, not have pictures flowing all over social media.
You know, it's interesting because I went through this. I got married in August, and we didn't have anything against anybody doing this, and mostly I was trusting that my friends would only post flattering photos. That's another big one. If you are going to post, it better be a good-looking picture. I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
So when it comes to posting, if people have a hashtag or a private website that they're directing you toward, use that. That's how they're telling you they want to have this shared. So go with their wishes on that. But if there is no direction like that, or there's no direction at all, and you're just posting something up there, I think it's nice to wait at least a day or two so that maybe they've seen some photos themselves. Maybe if you notice that the bride or groom hasn't posted anything themselves yet, maybe wait till they have posted one someone sent to them as a text message maybe first. And then you can kind of get a feeling. You can always ask, too, hey, would it be okay if I posted this photo of you? Those are nice ways to let them vet it first, so that you're not just posting a whole roll of photos and sort of scooping their news from them. On the other hand, I will say that you're not going to get your photos back from your photographer for usually at least 6 weeks on average. Every photographer is different. And I have to say, it was kind of nice in the day or two after the wedding to get to see some initial pictures that guests had taken as an amateur. So while I want to caution people not to go hog wild with this, as a bride, I did find a small upside to it too. But that's me. And other brides might not feel so kindly. So bear that in mind.
Well, you know, that is so true. It does really depend on the bride. And the wedding that Doc Bill and I recently attended, once people started posting, I do remember one comment where the bride said, oh, wow, you guys are posting on Facebook already? But I think she liked it. I think she's kind of like what you're saying. You know, she liked the fact that she was able to see some photos. And actually, her photographer that she hired posted a couple of photos. Very, very nice ones.
And I'm wondering if we'll see a little bit more of that. And so, you know, brides and brides, grooms or grooms, whoever's out there listening right now, think about asking your photographer that very question. What might be available to us immediately to put up on social media? Could we even get a couple of snaps from you? You know, maybe two or three. You know, check with him or her and see what they may be able to make available to you in like the day after, so that you can get some really great images up there and have those be the main event for people.
I like that idea, because the photo that the photographer that was hired posted was a very, very nice one. It really did capture the whole feeling of the wedding. When we come back, I want you to talk about the do's and don'ts for the wedding party. Is there a lot of questions around that?
Okay, sounds good.
Now, I'm talking with Anna Post. You're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on WDUN.
'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all.